$5.9775, so edging so much closer to that 600-cent barrier that we've never seen before. So the previous record was $5.95, but we saw another almost 3-cent jump today to get to that almost $5.98 mark.
We know that slaughter numbers are down, herd numbers are shrinking. Was there something specific today that pushed that indicator up to this level?
We saw two of our markets, two of the key markets from today, really see some significant jumps in prices. So at Dalby, the average price of EKI-eligible cattle increased 11 cents. So the EYCI cattle there averaged over 600 cents, 602. And then similarly at Casino, we saw a 37 cent jump there today where the average price was about 580 cents. So two of the key markets for Wednesday saw a fairly significant increase in prices.
Back in September, you tipped that we would go through 600 cents sometime this month. Is that still your prediction?
Look, we're getting very, very close to it, and with markets, individual markets averaging above 600 cents. So we've got Roma Store was, so too was Dalby, down throughout the eastern states and into Victoria. There are a number of states, sale yards, that are averaging above that 600 cent mark. So I wouldn't be surprised if the indicator does go above 600 cents, but regardless of if it does or not, being where the cattle market is at the moment, it's exceptionally good prices.
Is the trajectory, the pattern of the indicator this year typical with normal years?
It's been a bit of a crazy year, particularly the first 9 months where it didn't appear to be following any normal seasonal pattern whatsoever. Through October, we did see a decline, which is actually quite normal, although the unusual thing this time around was that it was the indicator dropped quite rapidly and then it got down to about 517 and then it turned around and went straight back up. So we don't often see, in fact, that's the most the quickest recovery, the most rapid recovery that we've ever seen in the indicator.
And is what happens after Christmas basically dependent on whether it rains or not in those drought-affected areas?
Yeah, I mean, we're still seeing quite a few numbers come through. So for the seven-day rolling average, we're still looking at over 20,000 head included in the EKI. I mean, normally or in previous years, it's really only been about 15 to 17,000 heads. So there still are a large number of cattle on the market, and that's only going to contract quite significantly and quite quickly if we do get some good widespread rainfall. Now, the three-month rainfall outlook is quite positive, particularly for southeast Queensland. So if that does come to fruition, we may see during December and January a significant reduction in the number of cattle on the market.
Meat and Livestock Australia's Ben Thomas. In Roma, in southwest Queensland, grazier James Stinson says optimism in the industry is high.
There's also a great deal of nervousness about the ability of people to be able to secure numbers coming into the traditional wet season, I guess, for a lot of eastern Australia at least. And I guess there's just a lot of producers out there trying to secure numbers. We're coming into a fairly quiet period over Christmas for sales. And also that period can also be a fairly wet time as well. And we go for nearly 4 weeks without an active sale. And anything could happen in that time.
And what do you think will happen after Christmas? You mentioned sales died down a little bit in the next couple of weeks over that break. Are you expecting to see these prices continue to build into next year?
That's going to be determined by the weather, Clint. If it doesn't rain and we get a couple of weeks of 40 degree heat across Queensland at least, well, I don't think you'll see too much activity at all. I think you'll probably see a reasonable retreat in prices. But on the other hand, if we see good rain even through New South Wales and into Queensland, I think we'll see a bit more of a rally. But personally, I can't see it going too much more until there's significant rain in that breeder country in the north and northwest, because the meat market seems to have found its level, and the feeder market seems to have found its level. So producers need to be fairly wary that this isn't going to continue spiralling out of control.